It's finally here. The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is live on Nigeria Info.
Our moderators are impeccable juries, a great timekeeper.
I'm here to support the motion.
To oppose the motion, we say.
In this age of computer, internet, and social media, teaching Nigerian language in our schools will put Nigerians at risk.
Out of over 100 auditions, 16 secondary school students from all over Lagos have been chosen.
I hereby oppose the motion with
this following
point of mind.
Of intense competition.
Down to the final four.
Corporal punishment develops the brain according to science. Take it or leave.
This week, Nigeria Info FM will crown the first ever I Beg to Differ debate tournament champion. But who will it be? Tanvita Kaushik.
The time starts now. We have about people repeating points isn't going to help the public, it's just going to annoy them.
Emmanuel Afolari.
So money is not really what you went there to go and do. You went there to gain work experience and to help serve your country in the end when it's a cover.
Emanuela Nnadi.
Corporal punishment has a psychological effect on students. We degrade their IQ.
And Uchechukwu Golden.
Cryptocurrency platforms do not allow the involvement of the government and their regulatory bodies. Hence, if the government should ban cryptocurrency, it will bring about...
Are live Monday and Tuesday at 4 p.m. Thursday at 3 p.m. it's the third place match. And then at 5 p.m. it's the final. One winner, 1 million naira. Sponsored by Nigeria Info FM and obiwizi.com.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's time for the I Beg to Differ tournament. The semifinals end today. Can you believe that? In less than an hour, we'll know who will be facing Tanvita Kaushik in the final to win 1 million naira. But that's not the only prize up for grabs. The first runner-up will be getting 250,000 naira, courtesy Nigeria Info FM. The second runner-up will be getting 100,000 naira from Nigeria Info FM. They will also... get gifts from obiwizi.com. Obiwizi.com is sponsoring their Beg to Differ tournament. Obiwizi.com is Nigeria's home for new and pre-owned gadgets, offering customers gadgets at affordable prices, offering warranty, repair, advisory, and after-sales service. And they have prizes for the top three finishers. So third prize is a JBL Bluetooth speaker and a Proto smartwatch valued at 118,000 naira. Second prize is a Nintendo Switch valued at 257,000 naira. The champion will get a desktop PC, an HP DeskJet 2710 printer, and a Bluegate UPS valued at 373,000 naira. And that's in addition to the 1 million naira cash prize from Nigeria Info FM Lagos. A big thank you to Nigeria Info FM Lagos. A big thank you to obiwizi.com. You can visit their branches in Ikeja, Lekki, or in Abuja. Their website is, yes, you guessed it, obiwizi.com. And if you miss the debate on the radio, you can always catch it on Wazobia Max TV. It airs every day from 4:30 p.m. 4:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. On the weekends, it airs from 3:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. Wazobia Max TV is available on DSTV at channel 259. If you don't have DSTV, not to worry. Just tune to channel 57. Channel 57 on your regular TV, and you can watch these amazing kids debate. And speaking of, it's time for our final semi-final debate. Here are the contestants. Our first debater is an SS1 student at Vic Mob High School. She's 12 years old. Emanuela Nnadi, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you so much.
We've got our second debater, an SS3 student at St. Saviour's High School, Ijagun. He's 15 years old. He's Uchechukwu Golding. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you so much, Ma.
The contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I'll give you a topic. One of you will be in support, one of you will oppose. You're going to each get 2 minutes for your presentation round. And for that round, you present your positions. Then you'll get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points that your opponents made. And then, because it's the semi-finals, you will also get a closing round to make any final points. I will judge all three rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation, number of opponents' points addressed, the strength of your rebuttal of each point. If your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. You will switch sides and you'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You're going to be scored for all the new points you can make, which were missed by your opponent. And then you also get scores for all new rebuttals of your own points that you made in the former round. Now, of course, you've been told before you came here that you could come in with your notes to help you remember your points as you go through all three rounds. You already know your topics. Protests should have leaders. Now, as usual, we have two pieces of paper. One of them has oppose on it. The other has support on it. I'm shaking my hands, shaking. And you choose which side you'll debate. And you, Emanuela, let's decide who supports and who opposes. I
support.
Support. Okay. That's a huge sigh of relief from Uchechukwu Golding there. Emanuela is opposing. All right. It's time for round one, the presentation round. Lagos, don't forget, we're streaming live on Facebook. Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. And it's time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter and then the motion opposer. Uchechukwu, your time starts now.
Vincent Matigny, a renowned professor of political science, once said, if you want to propose something new, the world is structured in such a way that you need faces. If you have no one to propose, this makes it difficult. Good evening, moderator, panel of judges, timekeeper, my co-debater, and distinguished listeners. My name is Uchechukwu Golding, and I am a student of St. Stephen's High School, Ijegun. I am here to support the motion which states protests should have leaders. Firstly, a major part of a protest leader's job is to articulate a united and focused vision by devising strategies and framing demands, as the protest can only bring about policy changes when they are well planned, focused, and their demands are clear. Secondly, protest leaders are in charge of mobilization. They are responsible for the coming together of protesters, motivating the protesters, scheduling the protest, and providing venue for the protest meets. Thirdly, they perform administrative functions, as they provide food, water, and protesting materials, which are highly necessary for effective protest demonstrations. Fourthly, they also account for the safety of the protesters, as ambulances, medical practitioners, and health services in general are made available for those protesters who may be in need of these services. Fifthly, protest leaders serve as a bridge between the government and the protesters. They are the official representatives or ambassadors of this protest. They act as a link through which governments can communicate their responses to the protesters through them. Sixthly, there is less violence in the leader protest, in the sense that it is easier for the police to control the crowd in a leader protest rather than in a leaderless protest, where the police are close to what could happen next and no one can be held responsible. Seventhly, due to the fact that there's no leader or head in a leaderless protest. It is easy for hoodlums to hijack the protest, using it as an avenue for looting and vandalization of public and private properties. But in that protest, there's a clear distinction between the protesters and the hoodlums. Eighthly, accountability. The accountability that comes with being a protest leader urges the protest leaders to ensure that the protests are as peaceful and law-abiding as possible. Lastly, leaders create the impetus for movement as they provide examples of actions. Directing the actions, defining problems, and providing solutions to these problems. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good job. Well done. Good job. Well done. Should we provide you with some cold water, maybe? So you can calm down. You can cool off. Here, a plain piece of paper for you. Do you have one? Do you have a plain piece of paper? Do you want one? Or you have your note? Is your note fine? Okay. Oh, yeah. Right. Your note is fine. Okay. Let's move to the motion opposer. Emanuela Nadi, your time starts now.
Good day, moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, my co-debater, and of course, my patented audience. My name is Nadi Emanuela, a proud student of Vicmo High School. I'm here to support the notion. I'm here to oppose the notion which states that protests should have leaders. One of the major points that Uchechukwu failed to realize is that protests or social movements are affected by transitory, context-specific emotions, usually reactions to information and events, as well as by more stable affection, bands, and loyalties rather than any form of leadership. In leaderless protests, no one is targeted for lobbying as it promotes unity in protesters. Also, there is no corruption as protesters remain loyal to the cause of the protest. According to the famous martial actor Bruce Lee, he says, "Before mess and shapers like water, this means to be impossible to suppress or repress. Therefore, leaderless protests are more difficult to repress, bring down, subdue, or degrade. It also makes it difficult for the government to focus on a particular person in order to pick them up, kill them, arrest them, or denigrate them. Due to the spontaneous rallies, roadblocks, and sit-ins, leaderless protests has also been very common in the 21st century. Another beneficial factor of the leaderless protests in the 21st century is that it is propelled, all of them are propelled and amplified by formidable power of social media, that with the click of a button, protesters are summoned to giving place at a given time, armed with a set of slogans. Messages also helps through technology to help vote where to go and what to do. Leaderless protests are also a nightmare for the police as they have no inkling of what could happen next, unlike an organized protest where the necessary permissions are obtained. More so, because the protest did not have an official coordinator and was organized through social media by people who did not even know each other, the police will be clueless on what's happened, thereby creating a nightmare for them. In conclusion, I would like to say that leadership is nothing without passionate protesters who are willing to go out of their way to ensure that their demands are met. I hope with this conjunct point of mine, I've been able to convince you and not to confuse you that protests should not have leaders. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Emanuela. Good job. Well done. Hey, well done. Okay. Woo! All right. Well done. Great first round. Lagos, don't forget, you can watch this live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Now, it's time for round two, the rebuttal round. Let's start with the motion supporter, and then we'll come back to the motion opposer. Uchechukwu?
Okay, my debater here said in our second point that leaderless protests promote unity. But leaderless protests do not promote unity in the sense that there is not like a framework for protesters to come together to bring in their ideas, formulate a mandate which they can present to the government. Okay, this is what we want to achieve through our protests. This is what we are fighting. This is what we are fighting for. This is what we are protesting for. Like, so that the government can understand what the change they desire. There is no framework for that. Like, the protesters just come out and protest. And sometimes there's no lack of proper communication, as they might not be proper information on what they're going to protest there, what they're going to protest for. And most of the times, the police are always the ones to be blamed for this lack of information. In our third point, she said that protests are more difficult to be repressed. The government does not need to repress leaderless protests. Government does not need to repress any protest in the first place, because protest is a part of democracy, which we practice in Nigeria. In Nigeria, we practice this indirect democracy where people can come together and they can speak their minds to the government and going to listen to them. So there's no need for going to repress them. It makes no sense, because why would the government want to repress the protesters that are airing their opinions, which is a part of the system that they rule over or saying that they work in? Then, in our fourth point, she said the government cannot focus on a single individual. In a leader protest, the government cannot also focus on a single individual, because everybody is participating. There's just a spokesperson that speaks for on behalf of the people. It's just like I said before, it's the protest. The leader is an ambassador of the protest. He carries the body of the protest. He carries the soul of the protest. So if the government should focus on a single individual, it's being suspicion on the part of the government. People can be like, okay, what happened to this person? What happened to the leader? And they can formulate new leaders to events that happens. And the protesters can also add this to their mandate to fight the government to know what happened to these leaders. In a fifth point, she said they are prepared by the formidable power of social media. What is social media is regulated in Nigeria? If regulated, all this kind of the kind of formulation and communication that can go on to organize protests, because most of the time, leaderless protests are always violent and riotous. So if social media is regulated in Nigeria, social media cannot be used to carry out protests. And also, in the leaderless process, look, for example, now take examples of the birds. When birds are flying, they fly in a formation, right? So there's always a person, there's always a bird in front. The same thing in the animal kingdom, there's always a leader, like the lions are the leaders of the animal kingdom. So we should take in those things too and use that to coordinate ourselves during a protest. We should have a leader, someone that speaks for us, someone that represents us to the
all
government.
Right, your time is up. Thank you very much. Good job, Uchechukwu Golden. Well done. That was great. Let's come now to Emanuela, the motion opposer.
All right, thank you so much. All protocols duly observed. Firstly, you talked about unity. Do you know that when protests have leaders, authorities usually and often crack down on demonstrators and demonstrations, in the sense that when you strike the shepherd, as written in the scriptures in Zechariah 13 verse 7, it says that strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. This means that when police or any force attacks or arrest or kills the leader, that means that protest will be suppressed, that process will be brought down. Another point to remember is that leaderless protest is not endless. It does not end. Look at Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela fought for freedom in South Africa, and that gained international recognition, like it gained international support. And thereby, it's resulted to inspiration and increased passion in other supporters and protesters. Also, protests without leaders are okay. Protests without leaders are not sentimental. They are not judged sentimentally because there is no danger of minorities who use tactics that are not endorsed by the bulk of the protesters. There is no greediness. It does not breed greediness, and it is not easy suppressing. You said the government. You made a point about the government. In Nigeria, we practice democracy, yet we still have killings. Look at the Endsars protest. It was faceless. It was leaderless. Yet they spoke for their right. The youth spoke for their right. They talked to the government on what they wanted, and yet we saw some changes in it. We saw some changes. You said about mobilization or hoodlums, accountability. Do you know that these leaders that you call, they're also human beings? They tend to break down. They get to be fatigued at every point in time. So leading a group of people who are not ready to listen to them sometimes is really stressful. With the click of a button, protesters are summoned to, protesters are summoned to a given place at a given time by the funding power of social media. I hope with this conjunction point of mine, I've been able to convince you.
Thank you very much. Your time is up. Well done. Good job. All right. Good job, both of you. Well done. Thank you for a great debate. Thank you for a great, great debate. Now it's time for the closing round. Final words on the topic. We're going to start again with the motion supporter.
The leader's protest, rebuttal to my point, she said the police will kill the leaders. I have a question for you, Emanuela. Why would the police kill the leaders? Doesn't that create suspicion on them? Doesn't that make people to be more worried about the state of the country? Like, why would the police want to kill the leaders? It doesn't make any sense. In the second place, leaders are endless. Well, leaders are also endless because even though a leader might die or something might happen to the leader, or they can back down from the protest, another leader can be appointed because they can also be bodies of people who can formulate on that leader or appoint on that leader or also control, perform the functions of a leader in a protest. Then you said they are not sentimental. In a leaderless protest, everybody there is sentimental because they're all speaking for themselves. So you cannot say that they're not sentimental. Everybody's sentimental. Greediness also comes into play because greediness also comes into play because in that process, a lot of times hoodlums tend to use this to push to steal, to lose properties. Like during the Endsars protest, a lot of shopping malls like Spa, phone retailers like Slot, they had their businesses run down, get robbed because of the leaderless process. Because there is no coordination, there is no unity, there is no backing. They have no structure in which they follow. So anybody can just do anything and nothing will happen about it because they can't pin it down to a single individual. Then you also said they get to be fatigued and they can break down. In a leader protest, like I said before, even if they are fatigued, they can put a new leader who can take control. Also,
speaking to your mic.
Also, leaders speak in movement to develop the sense of joining with others in shared concern, which is, sorry, I'm let me drop that. Leaders counter self self-doubt by enhancing other self or sense of self-efficiency, which is the sense that you can do and that your demands can be heard and that you have a voice. Leaders make sure to include a wide range of voices to thereby amplifying the voices of the masses and the demarginalized, so that the government can see that, okay, this is what the people want, rather than everybody speaking at the same time and no communication is being made. Then in situations of bad leadership, there should not be no leadership in protest is not the solution. Rather, there should be better leadership in protest so that it can give birth to better political leaders who can run for future political offices and make formidable changes in the government. Then
your time's up. Thank you very much. Good job, Uchechukwu Golden. Well done. Manuela, your 2 minutes starts now.
All protocols duly observed. I said that no one is targeted for lobbying, and it is not sentimental because it does not matter what happens, but what matters is how they evolve. I also said greediness. You said you mentioned a point, you mentioned that point, greediness. You said that point. Do you know that some leaders might be leading some protests for revenge purposes? Some might not be leading protests for solutional purposes. Some might have selfish agenda. And with leaders, bribery and influence can easily come in, because when somebody is protesting for something, okay, I give you an example. Maybe we're, okay, between three of us, and they're like, we have to shut down everything, we have to off the light. We don't want to off the light, and they're saying we must off the light. Okay, we gather ourselves and say, okay, yes, okay, this is what we want to go and tell, want to tell the authority or something, want to tell them that this is what we want. Do you know that if that leader enters into the office or is being summoned and is promised a lot of things, bribery entries, enters and influencing decision happens. Furthermore, it becomes difficult for government to curb leaderless protests because there is no single individual or group which can negotiate or
speak into your mind,
which it can negotiate or silence through inducement or threats. Hence, a leaderless protest is like something straightforward. Because, okay, I gave you an example. The celebrities that were in the ENSAS protest, they joined the protest. They were not the leaders of that protest. Why? Because they saw a need to evolve. Now, you said a leader is needed. Those people that the leader gathers, they are also, their opinions are supposed to be, their opinions are supposed to be stated, their opinions are supposed to be aired, because the leader is supposed to be, you know, supposed to be a social media face, but that is not happening in the world. He said, why would the police kill the
your time
the,
is up. Thank you very thank much, Manuela. All right. Thank you to both of you for a fantastic debate. We're going to take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll look at your results and we'll see who has won and earned themselves a spot in the finals. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the I Beg to Differ tournament. It started on November 8th. It will end on Thursday, November 25th. Brought to you by Nigeria Info FM and obiwizi.com. You just listened to Emmanuela Nadi, 12 years old in SS1. Face off with Uchechukwu Golding, 15 years old in SS3. And they're both debating that protests should have leaders. You've heard their arguments. You've heard them oppose and support. You've heard them make rebuttals of each other's points. You've heard them do all kinds of things today on this show. Will one of them have done enough to earn their spot in the finals on Thursday? Find out after the break.
Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info Lagos. We have listened to an amazing debate from two amazing debaters. One of them 12 years old at Vic Mob High School in SS1. The other one 15 years old at St. Xavier's High School, Ijegun, his name is Uchechukwu Golding. Imanol Nnadi opposed that protests should have leaders. Uchechukwu Golding supported that protests should have leaders. They gave it their all. They gave it their best. Now let's take a look at how they scored. During presentation, Uchechukwu Golding scored 9. Imanol Nnadi scored 7. Their presentation style, Uchechukwu scored 4. Emanuela scored 4. During rebuttal, Uchechukwu scored 2 points. Emanuela scored 3 points. Their rebuttal style, Uchechukwu scored 3 points. Emanuela scored 4 points. For closing, Uchechukwu scored 3. Emanuela scored 3. Their closing style saw Uchechukwu scoring 3 and Emanuela scoring 3. Which brings us to a tie. Lagos, we have another tie. Congratulations to both of you. Well done. What this means is that we're going to move to the tiebreaker round. Now we're going to give you like 2 minutes to get ready. You've had some time during the break to cool off, but we'll give you another 2 minutes to get ready. And then we'll go on this break. When we come back, Lagos, you'll get a bit more action. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
It's finally here. The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is live on Nigeria Info.
Our moderators are impeccable juries, our creator and keeper.
I'm here to support the motion.
To oppose the motion, we say.
In this age of computer, internet, and social media, teaching Nigerian language in our schools will put Nigerians at great.
Out of over 100 auditions,
after 2 weeks of intense competition.
If people do not agree with you, coming out and standing in their faces will not change that.
It's down to the final four.
Corporal punishment develops the brain, according to science. Take it or leave.
This week, Nigeria Info FM will crown the first ever I Beg to Differ debate tournament champion. But who will it be? Tanvita Kaushik.
The time starts now. We have about people repeating points is going to help the public. It's just going to annoy them.
Emmanuel Afolari.
So money is not really what you went there to go and do. You went there to gain work experience and to help serve your country in the end, manage to come back.
Emanuela Nnadi.
Corporal punishment has a psychological effect on students. We degrade their IQ.
And Uchechukwu Golden.
Cryptocurrency platforms do not allow the involvement of the government and their regulatory bodies. Hence, if the government should ban cryptocurrency, it will bring about...
Semi-finals are live Monday and Tuesday at 4 p.m. Thursday at 3 p.m., it's the third place match. And then at 5 p.m., it's the final. One winner. One Naira. Sponsored by Nigeria Info FM and obiwizi.com.
This is The Voice Note on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
From independence till death, what we've had are a bunch of people, good people in many respects, but stumbling into power with no text, with absolutely no idea what they're going to do with power. In part because successive presidents have always been brought from somewhere on parachutes to become presidents of Nigeria. The result of all this is that we have a severely, as I say, severely fractured nation that is neither going nor coming. And every time a government comes in, it proves to be worse than the one that came before. But I think what is most important and most significant is that we need, going forward, to think a little bit more clearly about where are we, how are we hurting, and why are we hurting? Because every segment of this country is hurting. People who are from the south think, well, we are suffering because the northerners have taken over everything. Northerners say, well, we are suffering because the southerners control almost all the economy. The minority say we complain because the dominant ethnic groups are the ones that are persecuting us. Truth of the matter, we are in this together. We either hang together or we will hang separately.
Of intense competition.
If people do not agree with you, coming out and standing in their faces will not change that.
It's down to the final four.
Corporal punishment develops the brain, according to science. Take it or leave.
This week, Nigeria Info FM will crown the first ever I Beg to Differ debate tournament champion. But who will it be? Tanvita Kaushik.
The time starts now.
We have about like people repeating points isn't going to help the public, it's just going to annoy them.
Emmanuel Afolari.
So money is not really what you went there to go and do. You went there to gain work experience and to help serve your country in the end, man, to come back.
Emanuela Nnadi.
Corporal punishment has a psychological effect on students, which degrades their IQ.
And Uchechukwu Golden.
Cryptocurrency platforms do not allow the involvement of the government and their regulatory bodies. Hence, if the government should ban cryptocurrency, it will bring about...
Semi-finals are live Monday and Tuesday at 4 p.m. Thursday at 3 p.m., it's the third place match. And then at 5 p.m., it's the final. One winner, 1 million naira. Sponsored by Nigeria Info FM and obiwizi.com.
Like I said, Lagos, we've got a tie. Now let's try to break that tie. Let's give you an amazing, amazing match. Now the debaters have switched sides, same topic, but now we have a new supporter and a new opposer. Emanuela is now supporting the motion, should protests have leaders? And Uchechukwu Golding is now opposing that protests should have leaders. We'll start with Emanuela and then we'll go to Uchechukwu. Emanuela, you have 3 minutes. You're going to finish your 3 minutes at a go. So do your presentation and your rebuttal in one swoop. 3 minutes, okay? Your time starts now.
I'm keeper, my co-debater, and of course, my attentive audience. My name is Nadia Emanuela Amarachi, a proud and articulate student of Igmaba High School. I'm here to support the notion which states that protests should have leaders. A critical element in nearly all effective social movements is leadership, or it is true, persistent, smart, and authoritative leaders that generate the appropriate concepts and languages which helps to capture the frustration, anger, and fear of every group member and places responsibility where it is warranted. These are the mighty words of David E. Wilkins. Unless goals are clearly made by an articulate spokesperson, such movement will be in disarray and lose control of its messaging. Right from the salt march with Mahatma Gandhi in 1930 to the 2008 Black Lives Matter with Alicia Garza and Patrice Cullors, and also the self-immolation of Thich Quang Duc in 1517. These processes were successful because of these leaders. They're successful and historically relevant because of these leaders. Also, leaders and process with leaders also helps to create a connection with social activists across the world, engaging with international networks, which helps to also share experiences. As DJ Switch shared that experience at the Oslo Freedom Conference about the NSAS process, and also Nelson Mandela's process for freedom in South Africa gained international recognition and support, thereby leading to the inspiration and increased passion in other protesters. Also, protests last longer with leaders who can strategically create inclusive working groups and also professionalize media outreach, as seen in the Black Lives Matter protest with about George Floyd. Therefore, leaders with protests are also tactical in their approach, as there's room for the leaders to learn from previous protests and then develop and communicate their tactics to other supporters and protesters, as seen in the Bring Back Our Girls protest. Also, there is a difference between process with leaders and process without leaders, obviously, because a process with leader is that of organization, while without a leader is always characterized with confusion, because in the long run, people start seeing different things, which when the process to stop mount. Also, I would like to state my point, saying that to clearly communicate tactics, to clearly communicate what the group wants from the protest, a leader is needed to stand before the required authority. Moving on to my rebuttal, all protocols duly observed. I have watched the demonstrations turn out badly, and I have watched demonstrators turn out very peacefully. I think the main component of a peaceful and effective protest is some kind of leadership. And a true leader is someone who monitors and says no in agreement to people's rejections. Professor Dangwan says, and I quote, that there is not so much difference between leaders of protest movement and also leaders of successful organizations, and which have exceptional capacities for coordination. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Uchechukwu Golding, your time starts now.
Vincent Matigny, a renowned professor of political science, once said, if you want to express the hopes and fears of a community, you don't need the face, you don't need the boss. Good evening, moderator, panel of judges, timekeeper, my co-debater, and distinguished listeners. My name is Chukwu Golden, and I am a student of St. Joseph's High School, Ijegun. I am here to oppose the motion which states protest should have leaders. Firstly, around the world, a lot of leaderless protest movements have emerged, drawing tens of thousands, and in some cases, millions of people to the street. This is one of the many traits of leaderless protest, as they can quickly bring together disparate and different groups of people from various walks of life working towards a common goal. Secondly, the threat of protests headed by a designated individual as their leaders is highly dependent on the influence of these leaders, which is lacking when compared to a leaderless protest where the participation of each protester amounts to the success of the protest. Thirdly, in cases of widespread movements such as the NSAS protests, leaderless protests are proven to be more successful and effective than leaderless protests in the sense that the unavailability of these leaders at various protest locations may pose hindrances to these movements. Fourthly, leaders can be compromised. Appointing leaders makes it easier for the government to focus on them, to pick them up, to arrest them, kill them, denigrate them. Leaderless protests are conversely more difficult to be repressed by the government. Fifthly, in the leaderless protest, there is lack of transparency in the sense that when these leaders have closed door meetings with government officials, one cannot really tell what happens in these meetings, as there could be receivers of bribes and such. But in the leaderless protest, the government is forced to address the masses directly. Sixthly, in a leaderless protest, the protesters are crippled in the sense that they have to wait for instructions, announcements, or commands to be issued from the protest leaders before they can move or mobilize or even continue with the protest. Hence, the mobilization of coming together of protesters in a leader protest depends on the convenience of the leaders rather than on the convenience of the leaders. Seventhly, leaders can back out last minute. Thereby taking the masses off guard. For example, a much publicized leaderless protest against anti-government, which was scheduled for the 6th of February 2017 by Innocent Idibia, also known as Two-Face, was abruptly cancelled by him. But in a leaderless protest, they don't rely on any individual or body or leader before the movement can go on. Finally, leadership does not need a single individual or body, but a clear and concise message that the protesters and the masses can agree with, that also carries power of moral persuasion. Now, I want to rebut the point I made before. I mentioned that they account for the safety of protesters.
Speak into your mic.
I mentioned that they account for the safety of protesters, but campaigns and protests are very exhausting and they can take a heavy toll on the protest leaders. For example, take Erica Garner, a tireless protest leader against police brutality in New York, who said in an interview that she had been struggling from distress and everything, and the system beats you down to a point where you cannot win. She died after 3 weeks of this. After this interview, she died at the age of 27 from a heart attack. He just shows that leaderless protests have a psychological and mental disadvantage to the leaders rather than the entire group. Then also, there's less violence in leaders' protests. When in the leaders'
speaking
protest,
to your mic,
there's less violence in leaders' protests.
Thank you very much, Uchechukwu Golden. Well done. Good job. You both did fantastically. Well done to both of you. There can only be one. And you have both made fantastic points. Brilliant points, I have to say. But during the presentation round, Emanuela scored 8 points. Uchechukwu scored 6 points. There's no rebuttal really, but you just fit your rebuttals into your presentation. So the judges just scored it as one whole. As far as style is concerned, you both tied at 4. Overall score, 12 to Emanuela, 10 to Uchechukwu Golden. Congratulations, Emanuela Nadi.
Thank you.
You just moved on to the finals. Well done. Good job. Thank you both for a wonderful debate. Thank you both. Congratulations. Well done. All right. Uchechukwu, thank you for taking part. Remember that you are coming back on Thursday for the third place match. The third place match will happen at 3 p.m. on Thursday. We're going to send you your topic tonight so that you can get ready. Emanuela will also send you your topic. You'll be facing Tamvita Kaushik on Thursday. For 5 p.m., that's your debate time this Thursday. So both of you, congratulations. Well done on making it this far. It's not been easy. There are lots of adults who are listening to this show at the moment who you will both flog if they faced you in a debate. I'm so proud of you. You should both know that.
Thank
well
you.
Done. Good job. Well done.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. You can go now to meet your family members. I'm sure they're downstairs. But well done. You've both done very, very well. I'm very proud. Lagos, we're seeing all your comments online. And I wish we had time to take a call or two, but unfortunately, we do not. If Uchechukwu had scored just one more point during the first round, he would have easily won this one. But that's how these things go. We'll do this again on Thursday. So no Ibek to Differ tournament tomorrow, which means glass ceiling returns at this time tomorrow. I'm excited about that. But let's take a break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.